to Unstoppable, the podcast, where we dig deep into next level dreams, living intuitively and powerfully. Real talk, sarcasm, the mindset like a boss approach to make your magic happen in today's changing world.
You'll find it all right here, badass.
Now let's get to it with your host and positivity powerhouse, the mindset boss lady, Nicole Eisler.
Welcome back, and thanks for tuning in, because I know how busy you are. I see you over there. I see you doing everything for everyone else. I see you putting everyone and everything ahead of your own self, taking care of everybody's garbage, all their mess that they're creating around you. I see you being bothered by everything, your social media, your family, maybe people in the office, or now, of course, you know, maybe it's on the Zoom calls and all the things that happen day to day, just feeling like they're piling up on you. I see you handling all of it. I see you overachieving in all the different areas and trying to figure this thing called life out all on your own, while the weight of the world is weighing down on you. And I also see you feeling overwhelmed, like you never have time to finish what you start. Maybe you don't even have time to start what you really want. I see you and I get it. I absolutely get it. I have been there myself. Listen, I grew up as the daughter of a schizophrenic mother. My father, who left when I was just 18 months old, and I was forced to take on all the responsibility. I didn't really have an option. No one was like, do you want to do this or not? This wasn't like, do I say yes or do I say no? This was survival, right? So I took all of that on at a really young age, and I just learned how to be super independent. And I'm not sharing this as like, oh, trauma stuff. But if you fast forward 30 years from then, that was when I was doing everyone else's life. That's what I was living. I was doing what I thought I should be doing everything for everyone. And I have to say, I reached a point. Now, from this point in my life, I look back and I'm thankful and I'm grateful. But that's when everything fell apart. And I literally lost everything that I had been working so hard for. I was doing all the things everyone said to do. And I just broke. My life broke. I couldn't figure it out. And I'm not joking. Like I went broke financially, I went broke emotionally, and I went broke spiritually. And I was left with nothing but the voices in my own head, right? Most of which were really making me feel like a total failure. How could you let this happen? How could you let this happen? You were supposed to make it better than this, right? But I was so hard on myself. So I really get what all of that feels like. And the voices really made me feel like a total failure. I was like, when is my time? I do all the things. I think I'm doing all the right things. I'm working really hard. And how could this happen? All right, but then there was this moment, you know, when you look back and you have these moments. And I had this moment, and I was driving, and I was ready. I just wanted to give up. That was like, this is too hard. I was working so hard. How could this happen? And then there's this moment, and this voice said, but you're not done yet. It was so clear and so direct and so loud, and that's what it said. You're not done yet. And my sons flashed in my mind, and I knew, nope, I'm not done yet. Right? I could feel it right now. I knew that I had to keep going, but I also knew that I could not keep going the way things were. I knew that something had to change. I couldn't keep showing up, working so hard and getting nothing. I felt like I was just like, I couldn't understand it. It didn't make sense. I was doing all the doing, but I wasn't feeling the way I wanted to be feeling. Right? So I knew that I couldn't keep living my life the way that I thought I should, with all the pressure and all the shoulds and the have-tos and, Yeah, listen, I'm like queen of to-do lists, okay? I can get a lot of shit done. I am a master doer. So are most of my clients. Like, we get a lot done. People are just like, holy shit, how do you get all that stuff done? And you're just like, ha ha ha, I get so much stuff done. But on the inside, I was like, yeah, I'm getting so much done, but what am I actually doing? What does it mean? It's not showing up in my life the way that I want. It's not feeling the way that I want. So this little voice inside said that, yep, nope, time out, right? And it said, you got to start, Nicole, you got to do things different because you're not done yet, but there's something bigger and better for you. And I started to listen to that voice, and it felt weird. It felt uncomfortable. The voice felt good, what it was telling me. You're not done yet. There's more for you. There's something bigger for you. This is all part of it. Everything you've been through, there's purpose and reason and meaning for it, right? This is going to make sense for you one day. This is what the voice was telling me, that you've been through everything you've been through to help other people move through it faster and with less pain. And so I started to just trust that voice. I started to trust myself. And that's when everything really started to shift. But I got to tell you, it wasn't comfortable. But you know what? That kind of uncomfortable was better than the way I was living before. Is any of this feeling at all familiar? So here's my question for you today. And it's the same question I had to ask myself when I was experiencing what you might be dealing with. Because if you're resonating with any of this, if you're like, oh, I have some of that, I feel that. Now, I'm not even kidding you. When I talk about this topic and feeling this way, and let me ask you this question, right? Because I had to ask myself this question too. Because I don't want you or any other woman to have to break the way I broke to figure this shit out. And really, I don't want you to feel alone if you are feeling this way, right? And I get messages in return. Everything you said, that is exactly how I feel. I'm completely overwhelmed. I never have time to get things done, right? So here's a question. Why is it that everyone and everything is more important than you and your dreams? When will now be your time? That's the big question to answer today. You know, every single second of our lives, we are either moving closer to our goals, closer, moving into alignment, moving into the life that we want, or we're moving farther away. It can't be both. And nothing ever stays the same. So you can think, well, you know, someday, tomorrow, next week, when it's not so busy, when I have more time, when I can do that, and then I can shift that, and it won't always be like this. No, it'll be worse, because if you don't make this shift, if you don't answer these questions, like, why is everything and everyone more important than me and my dreams? Why is that? I hear from women all the time, and they say things like, I just don't feel like myself anymore. That's one I hear a lot. And I understand that. Man, I remember looking in the mirror during that hard time in my life, and I saw a woman in the mirror. She was looking back at me, and I didn't recognize her, and it freaked me the fuck out. She had dark circles under her eyes. She looked tired, aged. She looked like she was about to she just wanted to disappear. And I thought, oh my God, what happened to me? I used to feel vibrant and full of life. And even if I had a lot of anxiety in that, there was a time when I was taking charge of my life. I was changing the things I didn't like. And at some point, something went amiss, right? My soul was like, nah, 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 we need to pump the brakes on that path and we're going to move you way over here. But I didn't know that's what was happening at the time, right? And I don't like the feeling, because I know what a woman's feeling when she said, I don't know what makes me me anymore. I don't know who that is. I've lost her. And I love helping women come home, come back to themselves, right? And we might, you know, maybe you're telling yourself, it's okay. Get really good at tolerating. Man, some really good tolerators. It's okay. It's not that bad. It won't always be this way. But months can go by, years go by, there you are, still living for everyone else, not pursuing your dreams or goals, not the ones that light you up inside. Hey, getting the laundry done and the cleaning and stuff all in one weekend, like, that's awesome. Yay. But does it make you jump out of bed in the morning? No. Right? And you know, I'm always about, like, dreams and what is it and what makes some people get them and what, you know, what's the, like, what is it, right? That, and I know that when we don't know what we're here for, we're not clear on our purpose, we're not clear on our direction, we're not doing the things we want to do that actually light up our soul. Oh God, life gets so, it's not even that it's boring, right? We, you know, like when kids say, I'm so bored. Your soul's like, I'm so bored. I'm tired of all this stuff. I want to go do the good stuff. Right? But not pursuing your dreams or goals when you're not doing that, that's what I'm always looking into. And how do we change this? And how, because it seems so complex. Like, oh my God, I'd have to change so many things. Or my family would never go for that. Or all these things start to come up. But you want to know the number of women not following their dreams? Yes, there's a statistic for this. The Global Dreams Index Survey says, ding, no, 50% of women in the world say they've given up on their dreams and they are unsatisfied with their lives. That is half of the women on earth. Okay, it's half of the women, right? 50%. That's a lot. Why is that? Dreams are fun to pursue. But all these women have stopped trying to achieve the life that they really dreamed about. Right? What is it that you used to dream about? Now, for the survey, they had 5,400 women, 14 countries in the U.S., where I live, comes in just on the global average at 47.5. Abandoned their dreams, just left them. Just left it there, off to the side, right? Got older, I'm too busy, too many responsibilities, I gotta check all the boxes. I have all these responsibilities, but you know what? Here's the thing. If I look back at my life, I've been doing that since I was like 5. Since I was a little girl, I was so responsible. Cleaning up after my mother, doing the things, answering for her to other people, telling other people no for her, doing all the responsible things that adults are supposed to be doing while I was supposed to be out playing. Now, don't get me wrong. I did go out and play. I didn't know at the time I was doing all the responsibilities, and maybe you feel that way too, but I'm really all about this because I don't, you know, 98% of people die without fulfilling their dreams. That's as a whole, 98%. Holy crap, that's just about all of us. That's just about everyone, right? So why do most women give up on their dreams? Is that you? Are you over there going, well, you know, there are a couple things I've always wanted or I've always thought about, or, you know, I wish that was the case. Like, oh, I have this huge, long list of dreams that I want to work on, and I just want to make my dreams happen. And I do have women in that category, but I also have women who don't even know what their dreams are anymore. They have let them go and abandoned them so long ago and taken the responsible road to be everything for everyone for so long that they don't even know what their soul wants anymore. They're just trying to survive. They're trying to get through the week. They're trying to get it all done. But what are we actually getting done? What are we doing? How can you, you know, if you're so busy doing, but then you look at your life and you don't see what you want, and then you look inside and your soul is buried in there somewhere, and you're not filled with life and joy and all your light just beaming out from you into the world, right? In whatever way is meaningful for you, something is off. Yes? How could you be doing? You're so busy all the time, but you're not seeing what you want. You're not living the life you want to be living. That is a disconnect. And it is true. Chasing a dream. I don't really like that. I like living a dream because I'm not here to chase my tail, so to speak. I'm here to get it, baby. Right? That's what I help my clients do. What do you want? No, what do you really, really want? You know, like this song. Tell me what you want, what you really, really want. Right? And then let's create the plan. The plan includes, by the way, what you think is stopping you from doing that, having that, getting that, living that. But it is true. To realize a dream, to live your dream, it does take energy. Well, if you're too tired, if even fun feels like work for you right now, your energy's overextended. So we need to, what's going on there, right? Where are the energy drainers? Where's the energy vampires? What's going on there? There are things, of course, we look at, well, I don't have the support. Maybe I don't have the resources. But I had this amazing session with a client yesterday. She came to the call and I said, well, what do you want to focus on? What are we going to talk about today? What's it going to be? What do you want to walk away with? She said, boy, you know, I really want to start my own business. And I know that she must have listed off like 85 things. I know I need a website and then I got to have a brand and I have to have this and I got to have this set up and then I need to have that link and I have to have that and then I'll have to create this and a course and a this thing and that thing. And I was like, whoa, I was getting exhausted just listening, right? But I understand where it's coming from. But she was feeling really, I said, so tell me what would be most helpful for you right now. She said, I don't even know where to begin. That just feels like so much. And let me just tell you what happened by the end of the call. She was like, oh my God, I started a business. And I walked her through a couple processes and we did some fun things energetically. And we actually mapped out something that she could start with. Right? And I said, it's not untrue what you said, all the things, but man, all at one time, and that can just really feel like a lot. Right? So you do need, it's clarity for sure. We need to have that, right? But a lot of women just, they're told things. Maybe you've been told things like, you know, just be realistic. Ooh, especially with everything going on in the world right now. If I hear that one more time, if I say it one more time. Guess what? There's going to be new headlines that freak everybody the fuck out because that's what they do. Stop focusing on that crap. It is crap. Stop focusing on those dumb headlines and the stories that are ridiculous. I was listening to a gentleman today on a podcast and he was saying, get grounded in facts. Yes. And you know what? If you don't have both sides of the story, you don't have all the facts because there's no one-sided story. None. Not one. Okay, so if you're listening to things, you're reading things, you're hearing things, and it's freaking you out, you are in the wrong energy. Get away from that, right? So there's people saying, be careful, you got to be safe, you got to be... As soon as you say to someone, that's like when I used to say to people, drive safe, and then I thought, what a weird thing to say, as if they're going to like recklessly drive home or... So I'm just like, see you next time, you know, because love you, whatever. We just get in the habit of like creating fear. Or people are saying, oh, now is not the time. Now is probably not the time because people are so stressed, so I shouldn't step out and offer my great thing. What? We absolutely need that right now. Stop dreaming, get your head out of the clouds. I used to be told I watched too many movies. Life isn't really like that. Life is whatever you want it to be, my friend. Right? Don't take chances. That's so risky. What's risky? You know what's risky? Here's what I think would be the most awful thing. You get to the end of your life and you didn't do what you came here to do. Think about that for a minute. I just want you to just sit with that for a minute. You get to the end of your life and you look back at all the coulda, shoulda, woulda, I wish I would've. I wish I would have tried that. I wish I would have went for it. I wonder what would have happened. I wonder what would have changed. I wonder if I would have been happier. Let's find out. Do you know what any client I've ever worked with that decides, they go, oh my God, I'm going to go for it. Okay, you're right. I can do this. I have been prepared. I have been through experiences. You're right. I do have a lot to share. We get to that point and they make this energetic commitment. They shift and they go bam and they're right in their power. As they move forward and they're taking action from that PowerPoint, they never regret it. They don't look back and go, oh, this is just way too fun. I shouldn't have done this. They don't do that. No. They're like this, not this. I did not know that life could be like this. I get messages from clients all the time. Nicole, oh my God, you're right. It's so magical. Now I see what you mean when you talk about magical, when you talk about how life can be. I get it now. But too many women are being told things. They're abandoning their dreams. They've left them just sitting there. And so also it's this thing. It appears that dreams are hard to come by. They're difficult, right? It can make you feel less ambitious. Well, not if you hang around me for very long, because that's just not how we roll now, is it? right? And when I ask women, tell me why, like, give me your reasons why you're not living this dream. You just told me this beautiful, I finally get them to a place, they're dreaming beyond their problems, they're telling me all these things, their soul just starts to speak and sing in the session. It's like a song to me when I hear them telling me all these beautiful things and the details start coming forward and they let it all out. It's not, tell me what's holding you back. What's holding you back? Give me something. What's going on? What are your reasons? Why are you not doing this already? So see if any of these ring true for you. They tell me things like, well, I don't have the money. I don't have the money to get a new website. I don't have the money to get this, that, and the other thing, right? Or they have a lack of time and energy. I'm so tired. I'm just so tired all the time. I can't think straight. I have aches and pains. I don't feel good. I just want to crawl back in bed sometimes. I can't deal with it. I don't have the time. I don't have time to do what I want to do. I just have too much to do. There's too much to take care of. There's never any time for me. I feel overwhelmed all the time. It's like my mind just, I can't get a clear mind. I don't feel like myself. I don't even know who I am anymore to know what I want, right? I don't have the support. My family never listens to me. The only time I ever hear from my family, I have a client, so the only time I ever hear from my mother is when she needs something. I don't have the confidence. I don't know why. I say to myself, why aren't you just doing the damn thing? But I'm not doing the damn thing. I'm not doing anything. I'm hiding. I have all this in me, and I don't know why I can't get it out, right? They have a lack of mindset. They have a lack of concept. These two go together. Lack of mindset, lack of concept. So their concepts are, whoa, that's so hard. I don't know that. I don't have enough information. I'm not good enough. I don't know enough. I'm not strong enough, right? So the mindset is weak. And that's not a put down. That's just like the mindset is in this, it's too hard state. They're not in boss mindset. Like I'm a boss. Are you kidding me? I'm the boss of me. I'm just show up as who I need and want to be today. Not because I'm pushing myself, because damn it, I'm not holding back anymore. This is my fire. That's what I want a woman to say, right? And instead, they're living this life doing what they think they should do, what they think will be acceptable, what they think is safe, instead of what feels right for them. You know what? Pursuing your dreams will feel right 100% of the time, but it might not feel, might feel a little scary. It might feel a little edgy. Oh, but it's so good. It's so good when you're doing it, when you're pursuing and you're stepping forward. So let's talk about three things really that you must do. Three steps you must take to start making this your time. You got to get clear. Make the time. Do it today. Hit pause right now. I don't even care if you finish the rest of the podcast. Get clear about what you want. Take the time right now. What do you want? How do you want to improve your health, your family, your business, your career? I don't know, your calling. You know, do you want to be painting more? I mean, there's so many things, just simple things that women say they want to do more. I would like to do that more. Oh, I'd like to give that a try. Well, I'd really like to be doing that. But they're not. Right? Number two, you got to take that step. You have to design your dream blueprint. That's what I really help my clients with. Let's write the plan. Let's really get to what needs to be done. What do you need? What resources do you need? But also, who do you need to be? Because you can't keep showing up the same way to get that new life. Right? If you've been hiding or you've just been doing all the doing for everyone else, not showing up for yourself, you must start with self is part of the design. And once I help you start with self, then you got to act. Now's the time when you go forward. And, oh my God, you just move on it. I love when my clients go from, oh, I don't know. I'm not really sure. I don't think I can do this. This seems scary. I mean, I don't even know what I want. I don't even know who I am, to get the F out of my way. I have a dream to make happen here, and I'm not stopping, and this needs to happen. And I no longer am fixated on everything around me or outside in the world or what people have to say. I am fixated and focused on what I am here to do, the magic I'm here to make, and the difference I'm here to make in the world. That is where the magic happens. You get into that sweet spot, right? You can't even not take action. I don't even know how to get up for a day and not do this, not help dreamers, not help women realize, recognize, take ownership that they matter, right? That you matter. Your dreams matter. You deserve to have your dream. You do. That's why it's there. It's waiting for you. You know, I just love that dreams never give up on us. Thank goodness. Right? And I'll say that the fourth thing you really have to do, I would say get support. Because if you've been putting the pressure to do it yourself and do it on your own, I need to figure this out. I should just figure this out already. Why am I not figuring this out? Why am I not doing the damn thing? Just get help. Get support. Let's not waste another minute. Let's not do that. Because your life, way too precious. Your time, oh, just too precious. You are here for something so amazing and so special. And for you to spend one more minute not doing that, not sharing that with the people that are here that need it, that want it from you, whatever that is. Because dreams are so personal. Dreams are so personal. Sometimes it involves art, and sometimes it involves writing and singing, and sometimes it involves speaking, acting. There's all different ranges of what you are here to do. I don't know what that is for you, but that's the part that I love the most. Tell me. It's like I pull up my chair and I put my head in my hand and I just lean in and I just love listening. Just tell me all about it. Tell me what you really want. Tell me about your dreams. I want to hear them. I want to hear what's really in there. And sometimes people will say to me, the women will say, oh my God, I haven't told that to anybody. I've never told anyone what I really want. I say, how does it feel? I'm like, oh my God, it feels so special. It feels so, like I get choked up. Just, that's such a moment that I get to be part of. That's my favorite thing. Well, my favorite thing is when they actually go make it happen. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the favorite thing. So now what? Here's how we'll close, right? I'm here to tell you, remind you, you matter. You deserve to have your dreams. Ask yourself, please don't wait another day. What do I really want? Right? I'm here to help you feel into what is true for you, to guide you to take your own steps toward your dreams. I'm here to help you put the spotlight where it belongs, on you. Don't you cringe over there. You come on now. We'll put that spotlight on you where it belongs so you can say yes to your soul. Because guess what? According to that survey, 82% of women, I think it's even higher because in my practice, it's 100%. 82% of women who go for their dreams, who they pursue them and they say yes to their soul and they make this happen, they report being satisfied. No, not just satisfied. I'm talking full of life. I'm talking filled and overflowing with life. 100% of women in my practice that I work with feel that way when they say yes to their soul. Right? So consider this, your permission slip to move forward on those things that you have held so close to your heart, right? That your soul is here to express. But maybe you put it on that back burner. Maybe you put out everyone else's fires while your flame goes low. Now is the time. I'll answer the question for you. When will now be your time? As soon as you say yes to your soul. I'd love for that to be today. And you know what? I'd love to hear from you if it is. If you listen to this today and you decide, that's it. Today is my day. Now is my time. I'm saying yes to my soul today. Email me. Send me a message. Drop a comment. I want to know. I want to hear it. I want to celebrate with you. And I promise I will. I love getting messages. Let's say that's it. I'm not putting myself last anymore. This is my time. I'm doing it. I've said yes to my soul. I'm going to make it happen. I will be right there with you, my friend. I promise, because I know what it feels like to do that too. All right? I will see you when I hear that you have said yes to your soul. I am going to be counting down the seconds until you send me that message. I can't wait. I'm excited for you. Get excited. This is a big deal. This is a big, big deal because you're a big deal. I'll see you for the next episode. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening, badass. Give a click on the subscribe button so you don't miss an episode, and visit online at themindsetbosslady.com. Until next time, trust your first feel, not your second thought. You got this, and you are unstoppable.